It's Baskin and Menigan.
But before we get back into the Browns, can I give you something from New York?
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers, Robert Saleh let go yesterday.
Yeah.
We all have thought, everybody's thought, you know, everybody looks at the Robert Saleh, Aaron Rodgers relationship.
Yep.
There was the one where he came off the field and Saleh kind of hugged him and Rodgers kind of gave him, I wouldn't say a push.
Don't get in his personal space.
Yeah, it was you're crowding me, son.
Get
out of the way.
Yeah.
Aaron had his little chat today with the media.
Oh, how'd that go?
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. It's interesting the amount of power people think I have, which I don't, but I love Robert.
He was on Pat McAfee's show when he said that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, where he was getting paid for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Wow, Jeff, drop the mic on that line. Very nice. So did they hug it out when it was all said and done, or what? Bro hug?
With Robert? I don't know. I don't think Robert could be found because security escorted him out of the building.
Well, I'm sure he's got his number, right? Unless they took the cell phone. I mean, does anyone still have a company cell phone?
Not me.
No. You? Dan?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah, that's not a good situation.
I love Coach Saleh. We have a very solid relationship. We have since I met him in 2021. And had a nice conversation when they came and visited us for joint practices back in the day.
Mm.
He was a big reason I came to the Jets. Do I think Aaron Rodgers got him fired? You're dang right I don't.
Oh. Well,
you teamed me up. I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Did Nathaniel Hackett? Yeah, that might have been the case. Uh-huh. Did you see the reports that apparently Saleh was planning to take play calling duties away from Nathaniel Hackett? Later on in the day, but didn't have the chance because he got canned.
Ah, and the owner didn't like that?
I haven't seen any specifics on that. Like, did the owner catch wind of that? Did Aaron catch wind of that and call the owner? I don't know. I just found it interesting that after Saleh got let go, reports came out that he was planning to make a change later that day.
Would we be
with the offensive coordinator?
Would we be concerned about the play calling if the Browns were 2-3?
Yeah, we'd still be concerned.
Okay, yeah. I guess it depends. Maybe in one of those,
at 1-4, we're a little more concerned.
In the other mythical win, maybe they would have had more than 20 points.
I'll tell you what, the NFL is just—I mean, it's take the WWE storylines.
Mm-hmm. And make them real?
And make them real. Mm. And that's the NFL.
Mm.
Brian is in Shaker Heights.
Brian.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Andy, Brian, the bagel guy here. I got to drop off some bagels for you guys at some point.
But we're all in. We are all in.
Here you guys are in. So we're exasperated when Deshaun walks off the field. But what was happening last week that none of us saw? He was literally trying to save himself $92 million. He was settling a suit. That's where his brain is. No one's seen this type of body language. No one's seen these types of plays. He's mentally checked out. And if there's three or four more skeletons in the closet, guys, he's never going to mentally check in. Look at Myles Garrett at the end of that game, that body language. He cannot believe where he is, and it permeates the locker room. I don't know how we overcome this challenge other than just cut this darn cord, because the national broadcast listened to him. They can't believe how bad this player is, and that's because he's mentally can't get there. So, thanks, fellas. Bagels are coming.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Nice to see you, Brian. It's an interesting thing if you just listen to the national guys, and their points are certainly theirs to make, and I think they're right on when it comes to a football.
There's
standpoint.
Plenty of, I mean.
But, Andy, we're sitting here every day. We know what's going on as far as commitment from the organization. They do, too, and they're many of the national guys, and they're just saying, well, you can't play them. Yeah, football standpoint, I'd love to see a change at quarterback. I would. And I say that because I haven't hidden the fact that I think Jameis is a pretty good quarterback.
The only way.
But it's not going to happen.
Yes.
That's the thing I think everybody needs to understand. There will not be a change at quarterback because of play on the field. The coaching staff has been handed this quarterback by their own input, by Andrew Berry, maybe by Paul DePodesta, certainly by the Haslams, because they had to sign off on it.
Sure.
And the coaching staff has been tasked with the task of making it work.
Yeah.
And that's what has to happen here. And if by chance they ever decide to change quarterbacks, sorry, the reality of life in the NFL, Andy, in this situation is that's going to have to come from way up the food chain. It's not Kevin's call.
There are only two ways they're going to change quarterbacks. One,
injury.
I don't wish on anybody injury.
Exactly.
And two, in case the league decides
we're getting involved.
Yeah, we still want our investigation in that last allegation.
Or heaven forbid future stuff happening allegation wise.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be the only other way. So how about let's fix it? That's what I say.
Well, there you go.
All right. Can I play this word salad for you one more time and the two of you put it in the media translator and tell me what in the world is being said here?
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Help me out because
I'm going to write down keywords.
This is befuddling. Here you go.
All right. I think there are two things that really stand out. He's comfortable with the amount of collaboration they have on the headsets. To me, that means, you tell me if I'm wrong, and I'm just interpreting. I've never been on headsets during an NFL game.
Right.
Amount of collaboration. Means he's getting input. He's getting input from Ken Dorsey, as he should. Might be getting input from offensive coaches up in the booth, which they should. Get input from players, which you should. But the guy who's calling the plays is the guy who has the final word on what play they call.
And he could also say, we're going here, we're doing this. Okay. He doesn't need to hear a word.
He could say, I don't want to hear anything. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm tired of collaboration. I've got a play sheet. Let's go.
And if there's no collaboration and you're the guy that makes the call, then that's the appropriate amount of collaboration that you need. Is that word salad enough for you?
Maybe. You know, maybe he's getting too much put into his headset during the game. I doubt that.
I don't think so.
He can go through that. He did say collective effort, which I think is interesting. Deshaun Watson is the Browns quarterback. We expect him to speak here on the 1 o'clock hour. If and when he does, you'll hear it right here on The Fan.